teaching swims wherever I go. Graham, too, was a convert, recognizing that the morning swim is such an embellishment of the open-air life that many are tempted to plan their whole expedition with that in view. I couldn't agree more. Graham doesn't only write about bucolic, comfortable days out in the sunshine. He is a fan, as I am, of longer tramps, of a hearty dose of masochism and misery. You learn a great deal about yourself on long, difficult journeys. You also discover the true character of any companion you choose to tackle a challenging tramp with. Graham is full of wisdom on this subject, noting that there is perhaps no greater test of friendship than going on a long tramp, and that you cannot tell till you've spent a night in the rain or lost the way in the mountains and eaten all the food whether you have both stout hearts and a readiness for every fate. From my own experiences, I have learned to travel slowly. Measure a tramp by the time taken rather than by the miles. A couple of summers ago, I spent a month walking through northern Spain. It was a journey that felt like the perfect accumulation of all that I had learned from the gentle art of tramping. I lived like a vagrant, sleeping under the stars, on a frugal budget of less than a handful of euros a day. In the whole month, I walked a mere 500 miles, a distance I could have covered in a day by bus. It was a magnificent experience, though difficult. But time is always kind to the memory of hungry, uncomfortable nights sleeping on hilltops. Nothing in the present ever seems so good as what is past. And the modern adventurer would do well also to remember Graham's cautioning against boasting or travelling merely to tell the tale, to show off on social media. "Beware of going to Jerusalem," he warns, "in order that you may come back and tell the world you have been. It spoils all you found on the way." I am thrilled that the gentle art of tramping is being shared to a new audience once again. It will provide entertainment, advice, and food for thought for all of us who love getting away from the world out into the peaceful, wild places. This book reminds us all that in tramping you are not earning a living, but earning a happiness. Alistair Humphreys, 2018, author of Micro Adventures, Local Discoveries for Great Escapes. Chapter 1. We Set Out. It is a gentle art. Know how to tramp, and you know how to live. Manners maketh man, and tramping maketh manners. Know how to meet your fellow wanderer, how to be passive to the beauty of nature, and how to be active to its wildness and its rigour. Tramping brings one to reality. If you would have a portrait of man, you must not depict him in high hat and carrying in one hand a small shiny bag. Nor would one draw him in gnarled corduroys and with red handkerchief about his neck, nor with lined brow on a high bench watching a hand that is pushing a pen, nor with pick and shovel on the road. You cannot show him carrying a rifle. You dare not put him in priest's garb with conventional cross on breast. You will not point to king or bishop with crown or mitre. But most fittingly, you will show a man with staff in hand and burden on his shoulders, striving onward from darkness to light, upon an upward road, shading his eyes with his hand as he seeks his way. You will show a figure something like that posthumous picture of Tolstoy, called Tolstoy Pilgrimaging Toward Eternity. So when you put on your old clothes and take to the road, you make at least a right gesture. You get into your right place in the world in the right way. Even if your tramping expedition is a mere jest, a jaunt, a spree, you are apt to feel the benefits of getting into a right relation toward God, nature, and your fellow man. You get into an air that is refreshing and free. You liberate yourself from the tacit assumption of your everyday life. What a relief to escape from being voter, taxpayer, authority on old brass, brother of man who is an authority on old brass, author of a bestseller, uncle of an author of a bestseller. What a relief to cease being for a while a grade 3 clerk or grade 2 clerk who has reached his limit, to cease to be identified by one's